Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging around with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Glenn Upiece is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. Glenn's a longtime friend of ours, a longtime member of our Brain Trust, and the founder of Power Insights International. And Glenn Upiece and Associates, he is one of the smartest guys I know, and he's here to talk to us about something I think is that you may have heard me talk about once or twice in the past, but it bears repeating. Glenn, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. It's great to be back on the show.
It's always a pleasure. One of the things that that we've learned, Glenn, that we have to that's where what small business owners Small businesses are different now than they were, say, even 10 years ago. Certainly 20 years ago. Is we're in a global economy, aren't we? We're in a global marketplace.
Absolutely.
And every other business out there may not be connected to us directly. What happens with them, what happens in those markets, may not connect directly to us, but we're not too many degrees of separation from them and much closer than we ever were before.
That's very true. And in fact, you know, one of the things this global market has done, it's created a sense of really asking yourself as a small business owner, am I an imitator or am I an innovator? Mm-hmm. And you know, you see so many industries today fueled by new competition every year. And when you see these new companies enter industries, you have to ask yourselves, where do I fit? And am I still being as innovative as I was only 2 or 3 years ago? And a lot of that stems from the fact that as the market has become global, you've seen more new entries or new products come in that are more price-driven than value-driven.
Right.
So you have to ask yourself as a small business owner, how am I maintaining my competitive edge? And those are the things that I think that more small businesses need to become more aware of. Because clearly, consumer satisfaction, as prices created more of a roadblock for small businesses, it's become more unstable than ever.
Well, there's no question about it. Paradigms have shifted. I mean, Joe Barker didn't invent the word paradigm, but he sure did introduce us to the concept of how paradigms affect the way we do, way we behave in business in the marketplace. And I remember hearing him and reading about him talking about that 15, 18 years ago. And there are so many paradigms that shifted. One of the classic ones has been the way, for example, that that stockbrokers used to do
sure.
business. You know, their paradigm shifted. They used to make a living on trades. And now that's being done electronically. Same thing with travel agents. You know, there are other industries that these things are going to be happening. There used to be, you know, there used to be things that small businesses did for their customers, and they were able to charge for those things. Now a lot of times those things are available for free, and
sure.
and so the world is changing around us, and the key to survival is to be able to differentiate yourself, it seems to me, Glenn, from the other competitors, not on a price in a price way, not just with price.
Well, I always ask people, are you in it for the short-term gain, or are you in it for long-term sustainability? And
mm-hmm.
in today's market, unless you have a sustainability strategy, it will be short-term and shorter than most people think. I mean, today, I mean, we've been studying, for example, the golf industry, and a lot of people don't realize that in the golf industry, a lot of the clubs that were made used to be made here in the United States. Well, now
right.
they're all made in China, and those foundries out in China now make most every branded club available in the world. Mm-hmm. So what's that done is that in that case, manufacturing has really made golf brands more commoditized because there really is not as much innovation as people think. So as a small business owner that is looking to tap into a particular industry, now they need to just look, step back and look at where the sources of supply come and or where the real cost of goods exist and how do those really translate into a competitive edge, because more and more imitators are entering markets, and as small business owners, it's really important that we look to find ways to create sustainability by maintaining that competitive edge through innovation, whether that be technology or just talent. And that's something I'd like to talk to you about after the break.
Well, absolutely. We're going to take a break, folks. When we come back, one of the things I want to talk about are two lines. One is going down, and that's kind of bad news for us. But the good news is there's another line that's going up at about the same time. And the question is, are you riding the line going down or are you riding the line going up? Which one? You get to choose, ladies and gentlemen. We'll do that right after these messages. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
There's nothing.
Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks for hanging around with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Glenn Yupis is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. He and I are talking about this phenomenon of what you and I have to do in order to be able to be successful in this global marketplace, this dynamic, moving, paradigm-shifting marketplace that you and I work in. And Glenn, you know, one of the things that I was talking about when we went to the break are these two lines, and I think of them. It's just been so interesting to me to see how this has happened over the last, say, 10 years. And that is the paradigm shifting where everything is becoming a commodity.
Everything, yeah.
I mean, everything. I mean, there's virtually nothing today that isn't a commodity that you can hold in your hand, at least. And, you know, service is not a commodity as much as things are, but things, certainly things that you can hold in your hand, consume, whatever, those are commodities. More and more, that, you know, I remember when everybody got their first microwave, and a microwave wasn't a commodity. Now you can buy microwaves for $40, you know, and you know, in those days, microwaves were $500. But I actually can remember when a lot of families didn't have two cars.
That's right.
You know, I mean, it wasn't that far long ago, folks. I'm talking about when I was like, I remember things when I was 6 months old, folks. So that's the reason. But anyway, my point is that everything's a commodity, and that's the line that's going down. The price of things are going down. Access to low priced things, that line is going down. Now, if you're riding on that line, Glenn, if you're not a big company that can buy in boatloads, then you're a dinosaur waiting to be extinct. Then there's another line. Let me get this in. I'll let you comment. Then there's another line, and that's the line that's going up. And that line is the number of people who are valuing their time more than their money.
Mm-hmm.
And see, I think this is where small business owners are, where I think it's going to be, it's a perfect way for them to differentiate themselves, is to find ways to save people time. They're valuing their time more than their money. So my point is they'll pay you more for stuff if you'll help them save time. What
sure.
do you think?
I think you're right. I mean, I think time today is the most precious commodity. And if you just look at, again, the role of technology, I mean, technology has taken on such a defining role for us just as human beings, both in the workforce and in life. And that's probably the one thing that more people are providing to individuals and business are, you know, time-saving methods to to add value to either their business or their life. But this whole notion of a commoditization, of taking more of a price versus brand-driven approach or value-driven approach, it's hurting the market. It's hurting our economy. And I've always been a big believer that
I don't. But I disagree with you about that, Glenn, because see, that's where our standard of living is benefiting. Well, see, we're benefiting. And let me tell you something else. It's helping from a macroeconomic standpoint. It's helping our economy from a standard of living standpoint, and also from an inflation standpoint. See, we'd be in big trouble right now if it weren't for globalization from an inflation standpoint, because all these things are helping holding the prices down. I think the problem we run into, Glenn, is it depends on which line you're on. Which line are you riding? Are you riding the wave that's the last century's wave, or have you moved over to the new century wave?
Well, my point is this: that if you're going to take a price-driven approach, make sure you got plenty of margin, because someone's going to come in lower than you currently are, if not now, sooner than later.
Yeah. Well, the best thing to do is to not worry about price. You can't talk to too many big companies about this. They can't use this advice.
Of course,
but small businesses need to be brave about their pricing. They need to be strong and courageous about their pricing, and their courage needs to be founded in their ability to back up what they say, which should be, you know, why would you take all day to find a set of tires? You know, why don't you buy tires from us and we'll give you your Saturday back. And, you know, save people time. Now, it's going to cost you $50 more for those tires than if you go to Walmart. But we're going to come get your car and take it back to you, and you're not going to have to go hunting around for tires.
Of course. Well, and that's a difference. Now we're talking about an issue of price and service.
Yes.
And, you know, clearly that's the one advantage that we have as nimble entrepreneurs, is that ability to deliver that extra that a large company wouldn't deliver. And I think that's the difference between maintaining loyalty within the consumer base and getting people to buy one day and not the next. And so clearly price-driven strategies for small business owners can work, as long as you've got the low overhead and you can maintain that competitive edge on a service front.
What do you think about the consolidation that's going on right now in so many industries?
I think it hasn't stopped, and it will. And I think that consolidation continues to put pressure on small business owners, Jim. I mean, I think that you can see across all industries that the true innovation. This is how I look at most industries. You've got your elite group of large companies, you got your mass low in group, and then you've got this middle class that's really defining innovation. And I think that it's that middle class that keeps on pushing that elite group to stay creative.
Hold on to that thought, Glenn. Hold on to that thought.
We'll
take a quick break, folks. It's 10-10. We'll be right back. Stay with me. There's Billy, Dusty, and Frank. A little band down in Texas. Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website's smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's where you can find the show and the articles and the archives and all the different ways you can listen to the show, by the way. And don't forget, our Brain Trust members are there, 600-plus Brain Trust members. You can find my blog there, which we update every weekday. The newsletter is there, which we send you every week by email, every Sunday afternoon. And, of course, check out our knowledge base, askjim.biz. That's where you can get small business answers now, and we have no barrier to entry. If you can get to our websites, we'll let you come in and hang out with us. Glenn Llopis is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. That's L-L-O-P-I-S, pronounced Llopis. Glenn, give us your website, please.
Sure. It's glennllopis.com, GLENNLLOPIS.com.
All right, so check that out, folks, if you get a chance. Glenn, consolidation is something that's been going on now for really about 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I started watching it and seeing it happen back in the late 70s. And One of the things I've noticed about consolidation is it often creates chaos on many levels, and so whenever consolidation happens, the smart small businesses can get themselves established with the customers that fall out of that chaos.
Absolutely. I mean, clearly, those companies that fall into the consolidation trap, they become more interested in the balance sheet than they do with the consumer.
Yeah.
I think it's very clear that consolidation has driven a lot of consumer dissatisfaction, and so a savvy small business owner can actually take advantage of that by starting by forging alliances with other small business leaders within that industry community. So I always believe that when there's consolidation activity, that means that there's a door opening for small business owners to take the lead in creating new forms of innovation. And the first and foremost, as we discussed earlier, is this whole thing of service and providing a competitive advantage with service, because through consolidation, not only are consumers dissatisfied, but also the clients within industries get lost in the shuffle, because they see that the larger companies are more interested in the numbers than they are in service.
Well, here's a trap though that small businesses fall into, Glenn. I think sometimes they start studying, or they study the big companies. They see the consolidation, they see what the problems are, and they spend so much time focusing on that business model of that big competitor.
That's right.
Those big players in the industry, that they start signing on to their pricing structure.
Mm-hmm.
And they think that they've got to, in order to win those customers over, they have to be on or close to that pricing structure. And that's where small businesses fail, because you can't buy your stuff as cheaply as they can buy it. You don't have the economy of scale that these big companies do. And so you must be able to, whatever your cost basis is to run your business, you must be able to fund that and with enough gross profit to fund that operation and to make a reasonable profit at the end of the day. And that's your pricing structure, not what your business, well, not what your competitors are charging. And then you've got to find a way, Glenn, to justify that price with the service that you were talking about.
Exactly.
And saving them time.
Exactly. Well, you know, for all those small business owners out there listening, Jim, I always ask them to go walk through your local Costco or Sam's Club, because they have really, more so Costco, has redefined the go-to-market strategy for small business owners. Look around. Most people would be surprised that when they go to a Costco that most of those brands are in those stores are unknown brands. But if you take a look at what they're offering and delivering, it's the innovation. It's the edge in packaging. There's other forms of innovation that can be driven and communicated to consumers other than just price and things like service and packaging and quality. I mean, I always tell people, you know, it's price, service, quality. And as a small business owner, you have to really be a master at two of them when you go to market.
Right. Absolutely. Glenn, give us that website again, please.
Sure. It's GLENNLLOPIS.com.
Thank you, Glenn, for being here. Good job today, as always.
Oh, thank you, Jim. Great being here, and look forward to returning.
We'll do it again real soon. Thanks a lot. Glenn, your piece, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for doing a great job here today. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, and every member of our military standing a post around the world on our behalf, sometimes, many times, in harm's way. God be with you. God bless you. We are so proud of you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and as you know, this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.